glory will fill the earth like waters of seas.
True nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Amen. Amen. Now, Father, we thank you. We celebrate you. Our hearts are filled with joy, filled with gladness for who you are, for all that you are, for where we are today, where we are coming from, and for where we are going. We say thank you. And Father, we love you. In Jesus' name. Can you put your hands together while you sit down? Yes, I like the screen. It shows that we are alive. And we are a happy people. A people forever. 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 Amen. Can you jam those hands together once again? Just drop something. Just drop something on there. Just drop something like, just drop something a little on our heart. And about a simple thing. Praise the Lord. Yes, in line with what we've been doing for the past 3 weeks. Pastor Noah, thank you so much. Pastor Adefiso, thank you for those wonderful messages that try to open up our identity and who we are. And then Pastor Femi did a wonderful job. Praise the Lord. I'll be talking about simple things. Amen. So please, you permit me to have our choir on stage. I'm not singing. I just want to illustrate something. All of you, just come. Praise the Lord. No, don't worry. Climb the... You are ministers. Just climb here. Praise the Lord. You know, when I looked at them, I saw so much diversity. Praise the Lord. Now, look at... What do you see? What are you seeing? Eh? Hey, thank you. What are you seeing? Yeah. What's the difference between God of diversity, the God of color? He's a God that has many faces. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, what all of them? By what you are seeing, you see, some, maybe the color of their skin, right? And it's light, it's dark. All that one is just what we call it, the pink. Then, another thing you can see that some are fat, some are slender. What? Some have more flesh, right? And flesh is the meat you buy in the market, right? That's all. So this one is slim, this one is slender. Then some are taller than the other. What is it? It's just that some have longer bones. Praise the Lord. Some have longer bones. Some have... Does it define who they are? Does it define who they are? Now, this is what God has made. I want to ask you, what have you made? And what has man? Oh, yeah, praise the Lord. You know, I spoke to them and they just spoke. Part of what man has made is these cars that are outside. If I speak to you, can you speak? You see, this is the wonder. You see, this is the beauty of God. You see, nothing God makes are the same thing. Today, now, instead of celebrating and rejoicing in diversity, man will sit down as a judge and now begin to judge God's creation. Praise the Lord. How can you look at... These are two totally different. So how can you now know which is more beautiful than the other? Which template are you using? Tell me. Well, they tell us some people are Miss Nigeria or Miss Wall. Which template are you using? Nothing he makes are the same thing. One tree is purple tree, has different species. And it has one purpose, to show the diversity. It's a diverse God. That's why when Jesus healed, he never healed two people the same way. Qualifying is there, but we should worship is there. We should rejoice and celebrate in it. Praise the Lord. See, the whole place is covered the earth and cross. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about the house of men. The house of men has been covered. That's why we can't see glory and we don't appreciate glory. You are talking about wonder, wonder. Somebody's wondering which wonder. Every day is full of wonder. And let me tell you from this, my brother that you see, and even you. You see, when he was conceived in the womb, he was 99% water. And at the point of his birth, he was 90% water. And now today, as he stands, he's 70% water. So God took water. And that is the person you have as Samuel and Emmanuel. He made it out of. Praise the Lord. Did you hear what I say? You, all of us began life by being 90. And out of that water, God formed the bones. He formed the eyes and formed everything. And then men will now stand up with their arrogance and their pride. And they now start qualifying what God has made. They will even go as far as saying somebody is ugly, somebody is beautiful. How did you arrive at that? What did Psalm 139 verse 14 say? He said what? I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and that my soul know right too well. That is the totality of man. Then men will now come out of what God has created. Men will now take it and create evil. That's it. Today now we say somebody is the fastest man in the world. And they gave him all the money and all of the billions. What about the slowest man in the world? The one who made one fast made another one slow. But today men will stand up and reward the one that is fast. And the one that is slow is not in their consciousness. And unfortunately, that is the template we use to run our lives. By the dictionary definition of things. Not by the definition of the word. What the word of God says concerning us. Concerning our lives. Praise the Lord. All of this is a marketing decision. All of these things are profit. Mammon, they say they cannot serve God and mammon. So they have created a system of a mammonic system out of God's beautiful creation. That's why they reward one set of people and they don't reward another set of people. Someone says he's the fastest man. All of a sudden he's a star. He's misbehaving. All of a sudden he becomes a star. Star stays in heaven. We don't need a star on earth. Praise the Lord. Stars have their place. Where do they stay? They stay in heaven. We don't have their place on earth. One of them went to Tunisia. Is it Tunisia or Morocco? He said he knows how to play ball very well. Amen. I won't call his name, but you know him. Praise the Lord. One of the persons that injured us in the World Cup. He went to Morocco and they were doing an exhibition. They were doing a charity. What did he do? He pulled his shoe to them to go and sell. Thank God those people in Morocco are people that have understanding. Can you see how demented people have gone to? Because he has become a star. Just because you can put ball inside the net. Or is that all about life? Another one said he can carry a ball. The thing that men created. And then men build value behind it. And that's the value we are running with. One said he can put ball inside net. No, it's not a star. It's not everywhere he goes parading themselves as star. They are idols. Just because he can jump and put a ball inside one net. Is that all? Is that all? Is that all? Praise the Lord. Please, can you appreciate them while they can see? I say you are ministers. So we have ministered together. These are the things that touches our lives so deep. You know, some years ago, I met a lady. He said, this is the guy that God wants me to marry. She told me. He said, but I don't like him because he's dark and he's short. Now, that guy has four children today. That lady is still with her. She's not married. And that's about 2007. That's about 11 years back. He said, I know it. I sense it. I prayed. I sense it in my spirit, but I don't like him. He said, darkness shall cover the earth, cover the hearts of men and gross. So when perception about life becomes wrong, you can't see God. Even when he comes around us, we'll not be able to see him. You say, I just don't like him. Praise the Lord. You see, what are the very foundation of life? The foundation of life are things you can change. There are not things you cannot change. I can't change my body. I can't change my hair. That's why Jesus said, why do you think about your hair? You cannot make one cubic of your hair. Why are you thinking about it? So then you don't know how far people are in bondage because of the way they look. Totally in bondage. Some say, I wish I'm fairer. Before you know it, establishing this skin. Look at all those cosmetic surgery, all of those perversion going on in the world. Worse than that, you see people, all of us are smiling. People in their heart are in bondage. About your the world will keep you in bondage and Satan. That's one of the greatest bondage you can know. You are not happy because, you know, I think I once said when I was in my uncle's house, a lady, she was very slim, ultra slim. And every time she was complaining, she was walking. She would come and meet my uncle's wife. That's her total complaint. You know, the way she answers. Then the guy he eventually married. When the guy came, he said, I love you because you're ultra slim. And they got married and they went to the United States. But for her to, that burden, she had grown up with it as a young girl. As a young girl. Praise the Lord. You see, look at, these are realities. And praise the Lord. So you must decide, I say, the very foundation of life are the things that can be altered. Your body cannot be altered, but your character can be altered. And the foundation of the building is that portion of the building that is used every day. And everybody that comes to the house uses that, the foundation. But the foundation cannot be seen. Praise the Lord. The very foundation of life is attitude and character. That's why they say attitude is everything. It will give you everything. Attitude will give you more than what the body can give you. Praise the Lord. It can give you, it can more than make up for what you think per se you lack. So why not work on what you can alter and start having migraine on what you cannot alter?
Your attitude, is an evolution. It's evolving. You can change it. Praise the Lord. Your attitude can give you money. Your attitude can put you in a position. We know this person. Let's call him. He can handle this thing. He can do this thing. You see, your attitude can give you wonderful and very beautiful and glorious relationship. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is what the Word of God is designed for. The Word of God will not change your hand. The Word of God will not change your skin. But the Word of God will change your attitude. And when it changes your attitude, it brings God down to your life. And then brings people into your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not hearing her voice. So. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Let me open the Bible like Pastor Noah did that. Maybe they say he did not open Bible. I have to follow the footstep of my bishop so that he does not sanction me after the message. Isaiah 60. What does it say? Read Isaiah 60. We read Psalm 139 that I said. Well, let's read it together. Okay. Then read Psalm 139 verse 14. Let me ask you, in 10,000 words, can you find somebody like David? Can you? Can you find someone like David Soe? You see, everybody is unique. Praise the Lord. And I told you, rivers, everything differs. River, everybody is unique. That's why I say nobody have your voice, nobody have your thumbprint. So what is the basis of comparison? That's why the Bible, between you and another person or any system of comparison, he said they that compare, not wise. The whole world is in darkness, the whole world is in men. The whole world is polluted. Polluted by spirits. And those spirits are controlling the hearts of men. Now today they start, they say they want to do transgender. Tomorrow again, they don't know what they are doing because they don't have foundation. And that foundation is the one we have opportunity to have in our God. Praise the Lord. God changed. The Bible says, beholding us in a glass, the mirror, the glory of God, we are being changed from glory to glory into the same image. The very foundation of marriage is why marriages are cracking and breaking is attitude, character. And I say character is the foundation that is the portion of the building that is used every day. And every day in the home, character makes or mar. Praise the Lord. And that is the thing we should focus on. Nobody has any time for patience. Patience, the word. Do they celebrate anything called patience? Are these a very patient man and all of they don't have time for all of those virtues. All of those things that matters. But the things that does not matter, frivolities. I'll show somebody on the TV, my wife. I say, this man earns about 3.6 billion naira every month. 3.6 billion naira every month. Because he can push a ball inside the net. That's what I told her. Praise the Lord. That's the system of the world. So you must not pick your understanding from the world. One of them said that we celebrated some time ago. One day I saw it on the news that he's marrying two wives at the same time. These are the people that become stars and idols. People that does not have foundation. It's so bad. The world is demented. And that understanding has gradually crept into us. We walk with it. We see those men that will celebrate them. Thank God for their gift. But don't overly idolize the gift. Praise the Lord. We had men that had exceptional gifts in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Bezali that built the temple. That temple, that magnificent temple that the like has not been built on it before and even after. Bezali, God gave him skill. Bezali did not become a star in one day. That is the system of this world. That's what happened in the garden. Praise the Lord. When he died, he said that the day you eat this thing, you will become like God. You have knowledge of good and evil. I want to make idol out of man. Severe man from dependence on God. And man became a sovereignty on his own. He became an idol on his own. That is the system of this world. And that is the system God is coming to judge. Praise the Lord. The same thing that transpired in the garden. The same thing is true to Adam and Eve. That you become a star, you become independent. You'll be like gods. You'll be stars. Same thing. And that is the same thing we are creating. It's a marketing decision. Even the sport has been spoiled. Look at football. This sport. It's not a marketing this thing. The beauty of the game has been spoiled. Just sit down in your house. Just be defending. One small corner kick, enter, you go, you are the winner. What kind of nonsense is that? People have skills, but you can't even display your skill. Remember those days, people like Kosha, people who display skills on the field, don't do any of those things. Just put the ball in the net. You are the one that win. At the end of the day, you won the championship. They give you billions of naira. It's a marketing decision. You can't serve God and mammon. Even our sport, I'm telling you, it has been corrupted by this same spirit. Our sport. Look at boxing. You said they told us boxing the strongest man. I try and fight. Is it Mayweather and Pacquiao? People went to watch it middle of the night and everything. When they came, they were all regretting on social media. Hype. Praise the Lord. Hype the whole for everything. They fought in as well with the strongest my ability. You dodge, and they count point for you. All of those things, they say you have won. And you guess how much they pay them? As much as some of them earn as much as 100 million is like 36 billion times 5.
Let's say times two. Some of them earn in excess of 100 billion for a fight.
It's purely a marketing. They are just using. So don't be, I'm not saying you should not watch those things. But when you put your eyes on it, your heart should be different. Praise the Lord. And those understanding should not regulate and begin to control your life and even your thought system in this life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before, no, don't appreciate anything again. But when you see somebody else, you see their style, they are the one that is living life. And look as if you are relegated to the background. But you are having a good home. Your marriage is going well. Your things are, you know, and God is there radiating his glory and his excellence because you have not slept in a 5-star hotel. Who told you that hotel is 5-star? If you want to sleep, where do you sleep on? So is it not on a bed? Is it not on a mattress? It doesn't matter the name men are calling it. Let's just be wise and we should wake up. This is an affair preacher came to Hong Kong. He landed in the airport. The very vehicle they brought to take him, the car they brought to take him, he went back to the United States. Because of the car they brought to come and take him. The car they brought to the airport to come and welcome him in Hong Kong. It's the same spirit everywhere. Why am I saying it? If you allow them to encroach into your life, you can't see God. They will shut it down. They will shut it down. You can't appreciate God. You can't celebrate God. Praise the Lord. You can't. You won't even see him. God is all over you. You are always down. That's why you are not happy. Have you thought that? Why are we not happy? No matter what God does in our life, we are just not satisfied. The heart is somewhere else. Praise the Lord. So these are little, that's why I call them simple things. They are simple things, but they are defining things. They define our lives on earth. They define whether we are happy or not. Like I told my men last week. That's what some people cannot even sit down with your family and just play with them. Your heart is troubled. You must be somewhere. I need to be there. Your heart is just running like a machine. It just cannot be still. It's all part of the system of this world. You cannot just sit down in one place and play with your family. You are just available today. Nothing, no this, no point, no topic for you. You are just there. Just sit down with your family. That's the first thing that marriage requires. It requires time. And that's the first offering you can give, not food. Anybody can bring food. If you are not alive today, those children will become what God has ordained them to be. That's the truth. But if you are not alive around today, your time, nobody else can replace it. So the first offering you can give to your family is time. Those children want to talk. They want to ask questions. Multiple questions, but you are busy doing your own thing. In quotes, you see the same spirit of this world. They are pervaded everywhere. Pervaded homes. Pervaded lives. Pervaded even churches. And that's why we cannot see beauty. You see a young guy, a young lady, you are finished analyzing the nose. I studied, okay, it's okay. Let me be there. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what am I seeing in his homily? In the next 2 minutes, let's learn to appreciate who God is. Learn to appreciate your life. You just have one life. Very soon it will be over. Very soon it will be over. I share something on our teaching platform on WhatsApp. I said a 30-year-old marriage only spent 10,950 the 30-year-old marriage. Don't allow the years to deceive us. A marriage that is 30 years or spending 10,950 days together. One day is almost, this is almost 11 o'clock. Yesterday was another day. Yesterday was another day. So what do you make out? What are you going to make out of life? You have to make up your mind that you're going to. You have to make up your mind you are going to be happy. Whatever you eat, praise the Lord. It's not what you eat that put nutrient in your body. It's what you carry on your head. Those boys ate vegetable for 3 years. And they were more sumptuous and robust and chubby than the people that were eating all kinds of nutrients. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's what is on your head. I was discussing something with Mama. The pastor was preaching last time. Even farmer said, land is not good. Land is not good. It's a lie. What you get from the land depends on what is on your head. There was a farmer in the land and Isaac decided to sow. And what did he reap? What did Isaac reap? The land was in famine. The land was not producing. But when Isaac dropped his own seed, the land brought it back. Bible say it yielded 100-fold. Naomi, there was prosperity in the which town did she run to? Moab. Moab was prosperous, was a prosperous nation. And Israel was in famine. And because she belonged to the seed of Israel, she now crossed from Israel and went to the Moabites. You know what happened to Naomi? He said, don't call me Mara. Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara, bitter. He lost her husband, lost this, lost this, lost her possession, lost everything. It is not what is on the land. It is what is on what? It's what's in your head. The Philistine will dig, there is no water. The servants of Abraham will dig, there is water. Praise the Lord. Stop talking about this nation. It's not this nation. This nation will be like this. It will even get worse. It's not a prophecy. It's in the Bible. It says evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. It says darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. He said, but before he said that, verse 1, he said, arise and shine. You know, for your light has come and the glory of God is risen upon you. But for the world, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. I'm waiting. I'm not talking. Let's wait for the next election. And after the election, and after that one, let's wait. If it's by election, we'll see. Amen. These are controlling spirits. If one person leaves, they will still control the other person. If they are not broke, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Principalities and power. It's a wickedness in high places. Praise the Lord. The one you think your son, let him get there. Let him get there. So we must handle the right things. Let's stop looking at the wrong places. We are dealing with spirits. Amen. Praise the Lord. The America that God helped them, it was none of the political party. The Republican Party itself did not want Donald Trump. They don't know the deal wanting. The man used his money to get there. And when he got there, started helping the church. God brought him from nowhere. He unilaterally brought him. Even the party, all the former past presidents said no. Praise the Lord. Was he having hope on PDP? PDP is a southern party. They will put a Christian president for us. The Christian will not rule this nation forever. He's going to, his boss is not north and south. If we rule for 8 years, a Hassan man will still come. A northerner will still come. Back to square one. Let's address the main thing. The main, or somebody said the main thing. How did he put it, Peter Lord? He said the main thing is to make the main thing the main thing. The main thing is to make the main thing the main thing. I went somewhere to preach. I said, where are our sons? To the judiciary and justice. Where are our sons that are going to raise up as administrators? And they will go to these same places we are talking about and they will do the right thing. I said, where are the sons? The future of every generation is in the sons. It's in the sons. I look at where are our sons that can tarry here, 13-year, 14-year-old boy that can tarry in the place of prayer. That has the word. You see, your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. David as a teenager. Joseph was a teenager. He was 17 years. I said, where are they? So, they, you know, let me not go into nationhood. But where are the sons? Where are the future of this nation? Keep complaining and keep whining. And the enemy, they have their strategy. But what's our strategy? What's our strategy for Africa? What's our strategy for Nigeria? Only one strategy you have is complaining. Complaining. It's even becoming offensive. This is what the enemy is doing. The power the enemy has is not up to 1% of the 99% power that we have. We have. Where is it? Where is it? Praise the Lord. Where are the sons who are preparing that will go into the judiciary? The laws are there. We will have judges that can dispense justice when they see the truth. But where are they? Where are sons that are resigning from the government that will go, this thing, I can't be part of this thing. America, they are all resigning. Even when Donald Trump removed gay from their website, the government, United States government website, some people are resigning from the government because that is what they believe. What do we believe? Where is the foundation? Where is the foundation? When he said he was going to climate change, he was going to pull America out of the climate change, top ranking people resigned from the government. These are people that have principle. Where are the sons that have principle? That we can point at the prosperity in the 90s. And they move the anointing and they break through in the church in Nigeria in the 90s, in the 80s and the 90s. Where are the songs? Where are the songs? The heavy move of God that broke over this nation in the 80s and in the 90s. Where are the songs? Those moves have been merchandised by the spirit of Mammon. That's the same spirit I began talking about. And that's which is present with us as individual and as a church and as a people. Praise the Lord. So you say, arise and what? Shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Please, can you arise? Can you arise and begin to appreciate your Father? Can you thank Him? And begin to bless Him. Can you thank Him for who you are? Say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. It was not because he was yellow or he had a glittering skin. No. I am my person as a person. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Can you appreciate God for who you are? That's the essence of everything I've been saying. Just thank Him for who you are. Can you thank Him for your family? Thank Him for your life. Thank Him for the church. Can you bless Him? Oh, my God. yourself high everywhere you are, everywhere you go. Don't say, I don't have money. I'm not driving this type of car. Raising have not, they have nothing to do with the equation of life. In the balance of life, they have nothing to do. God will give us. But it does not go beyond that. God will give you money. God will bless you. But it doesn't go beyond that. Don't create anything out of it.
That's why I love you forevermore. I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, is the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you. Simple things, and yet we don't understand this direction of God, that He used the simple things of this world to confirm the wise. We don't understand the move of God. We talk about big things. But the simple things. Our character. Working on our character. To become a better us that Christ has made. Can you talk to God again today? Lord, please. Help me. Help me. I'm not seeing you praying for yourself. Shanukumi. I receive grace today to work on myself. Are you somebody that is quick to judge? You don't see anything good in yourself or others. Can you ask God?
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.